For those of you returning, I appreciate your attendance. I appreciate everybody new that's on board tonight. What we're doing is a series of calls on local prospecting. It's something that we've seemed to have gotten away from. Everybody's running to the internet thinking that they're going to make $1 million in an hour and a half, and that's not going to happen. I tried it, so take it from me, it ain't going to happen. And what we're talking about is prospecting from people. I was prompted to do this series of calls months ago when someone asked me, how do you prospect for people, James? That's an insider secret that we really want to know. Well, folks, if you're asking that, then this series of calls is worth $10,000 or $100,000 or maybe even $1 million to you. I told you if you got one good idea out of these calls, it would pay you back thousands. Now, I've done some of the things that I'm telling you about for years, from marketing vitamins to phone services, from service certificates to gold jewelry. And in 19 years, I found lots of things that worked for either me or someone I knew. But I'm going to start this call with one that works every time with anybody. And I told you this business was simple, so my advice is to keep it simple. You need to know that I'm forever trying new sayings and approaches, but I always come back to this when it's worked for years. And I try new ones, and they often work, so you know, you need to always be open for new ideas and approaches. You use what works best for you. Just always be open. You know, folks, in actuality, the best ideas are yet to come. I've been in this network marketing arena for 19 years, and I've learned about 10 years ago, and then again about 5 years ago, and then again about 6 months ago, that I don't have all the answers. You see, I'm not infallible or the final answer. I'm just the basic starter, one that has always worked for me, that I learned a long time ago. It's this. Now write this down. Do you know anyone or of anyone who would like to earn an extra $500 or an extra $1,000 a month? That's pretty simple, isn't it? Now write that down. Paste it on your bathroom mirror. Paste it on your desk or your kitchen table. Paste it on the dash of your car. Folks, I'm telling you, it always works. In this business, you got to get serious from the beginning. Unfortunately, very few get any second chances, if you will, at this game of life and business. What you need to do is get out there and ready to eat bear meat, raw. Meet people, get excited, and get turned on to our products and our opportunity and in life in general. Here's a factual point. You are in the business of helping people to become successful. You need to remember that. Never get involved in selling anything. Change your thinking to be someone who shares what we've got, and I guarantee you'll see your bonus checks go up. Now, you need to know this. You may have to contact 6 or 10 or 20 before you find that 3 or 4 or people that are serious about our business and want to become committed to the program and to you. And you just need to know that no's are part of any business. Develop a new attitude in you of helping people, and then people will want to help you. That's, you know, you turn the table, think different, and then the difference will come back to you, folks. I guarantee you. And you don't want to leave anybody out. In other words, you want to cover the waterfront. Don't pass anyone, from the richest banker in town to the janitor. The approach is always the same. Tell them that you need help. Tell them that you're excited about a part-time opportunity that EquiQuest is offering and that you need help, and ask them the same question. Ask them if they know anyone who would like to earn an extra $500 or an extra $1,000 every month on a part-time basis. And just about everyone knows someone who this fits, and most of the time that someone is themselves. You see, in this approach, you never mention product and you're not out pushing anything. You're asking a question, requesting help, and this works. It will work 8 out of 10 times. You know, you just quit selling and start sharing and keep it simple and work on a steady basis, and you'll start wondering where in the world all these people come from. I tell you, the hardest part in sponsoring is your first 2 or 3, and after that, you'll find it start becoming relatively easy. Then you'll start getting 4 and 10 and 25 and 30 and And man, you know, it takes time, but the dividends are, it's like a shock to your imagination. You might want to check your downline too and see if most people never got anyone or just one or two, and then you know you went on a recruiting spree instead of sponsoring magic, if you will. You can reverse it right now, folks. Today's the first day of the rest of your life. It's never too late to start over. Sponsor and train instead of just recruiting. After doing other things at the ripe old age of 48, I started all over again in EcoQuest. And in a few short months, I was in the mega income bracket, if you will. If a kind of a over the hill in the benediction of his life can do it, you others with the vim and the vinegar can go far past me in EcoQuest, even as well as Bob Giddens has done. The big man or the big woman, they haven't been sponsored yet. It could be a 70-year-old or a new 18 or 20-year-old who takes instructions and soar past all of us in this business. All it takes is the ability to be trainable and give it 6 months to a year. Unfortunately, most people quit before they ever even get started. Why is that? Well, most of the time it's because they didn't have the proper training and instructions. It's not really their fault. It's the fault of their sponsor or their sponsor's sponsor, and not necessarily the sponsor could, because it was the way they were trained. That's one of the reasons these calls are taking place, to time leverage and give those you sponsor a chance at the ring of life, if you will. Know this. Most people you sponsor really never had a chance. They were never told about the real business of network marketing and then trained on how to do it. New people never make this mistake. Old people, you need to change your ways and change your life. Zig Ziglar, he made that saying popular, see you at the top. Well, folks, I can tell you, the joy of reaching the top comes for sure if you take instructions and change your approaches and change how you feel about these things. You don't conform, you always transform, and you go against the employee job security trend, and you find real success and security. Folks, it's within, it's not without. Some people ask me, well then, who sells the product? Well, it's pretty simple. Always remember this. It's the one rule of EcoQuest. Use the product. You must let the product become part of you. And when you do, you're on your way to success. Product movement then becomes automatic. But you got to learn order, and you got to do first things first. And some people think, well, which product? Well, the product, your favorite products. Actually, you should be using all of them. Well, all of them that are applicable. Now, don't misunderstand me, and please don't misquote me. There's nothing wrong with sales and retailing. Sales and retailing is great. It'll make you a lot of money. It'll make you megabucks. It's made people megabucks already. I'm just trying to show you that you don't have to make lots of sales to be a success in this business. It's kind of time we kill myths about, that defeat people before they ever get off the ground. Here's another factual point. The idea in life in EcoQuest is not selling the world. It's just to go and sponsor your friends, your relatives, your acquaintances, your business associates, get them to use the product and train them right, and then build the second generation with your help and the training that's available, and then the third generation, and so on. That way it's built on a rock-solid foundation and not on sand that erodes away. If you can count the three, you can count the nine and so on, but first you got to start counting the one, then the three. You can build yourself an empire for you and yours. Riches and wealth, they're within your reach, folks. Yes, it'll take time, but my gosh, the payoff is there beyond your dreams. You make a plan, you execute the plan, and you don't, let no one turn you back. Do it part-time, one step at a time, and then before long you can become full-time. And whatever you do, don't pay attention to those hot shots. You guys know who I'm talking about. You start the spiritual way, and you succeed in the natural. Start with small beginnings. Build it on a solid rock and not sand. Build it with proven methods by the pros, not those 1 and 2 year old flash in the pan boys. you know, get this training in the hands of every new sponsored person and get the other training materials and never stop learning yourself. Let the product become part of you, and then you become part of the products. Start with proven methods, but if nothing else, at least start. All right, a little quick review of last week. I'm not going to review everything, but there's a couple things that I did want to point out. All ads should run into a voicemail system. I mentioned that last week. I want to emphasize it again. One of the reasons is so you can sit down and talk to six or seven at a time and get rid of the first one real quick and get your attitude right. Folks, that's the way to do it. The business all comes down to numbers. It doesn't matter how lousy you are now. You're going to get better the longer you're in the business. After about a year, you won't be able to recognize yourself. You will have developed a lot of skills. So keep in mind when you first get started, it doesn't matter how lousy you are. The more you do it, the more comfortable and simpler it becomes. And as a matter of fact, it becomes fun after a while. It becomes fun to hang up on somebody because it ain't who you're looking for. It's all numbers. We're looking for the right people at the right time of their life. Everyone on the call, there would be a time in your life where you would not have considered being involved in EcoQuest. But somehow, some way, somebody contacted you when the timing was right. What a lot of people do is try to make the timing right in people's lives. We cannot control that. My philosophy is if I don't sponsor them now, I'll sponsor them later if they are someone I want. I also understand about 70% of the people I talk to, I don't want them in the organization anyway. I just don't want them. The only reason I would consider sponsoring them is because they might know somebody I do want. The reality is that most of the people you sponsor are not the people you want, but they know the people you want. In reference to, remember y'all me talking about the $100 card drops last week, I told you about last week? You want to have some fun? Take those $100 drop cards and put it in a Coke machine where that $1 bill goes, and what will happen, it'll go back and forth. It'll reject it, and it'll punch it back out, and then it'll try to take it again. You watch it go back and forth trying to accept that $100 drop card. Now you slip around the corner and you watch people come by that Coke machine. You think that'll get somebody's attention? The curiosity would be unbearable. Somebody's going to pick that up, and folks, you can have a lot of fun with that. Just be creative, and I guarantee it'll reward you handsomely. Okay, trade show booths, job fairs, and malls. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. A lot of y'all's already done those, know more about it than I do. But I do have some hints. Folks, this is a great way to get your organization together and have fun and create an awesome amount of leads. In Florida, we got, you know, a lot of trade shows and mall shows. And we've done relatively well at trade shows, but utterly miserable at mall shows. Now, that is not to say that mall shows don't work, because, for instance, the Dyers and the Sullivans and Rosses up in Kentucky and West Virginia, man, they've had outrageously successful mall shows. You can literally create hundreds of fresh local leads over a weekend, and you can sell products or you can sell the business opportunity. The main thing you want to do is gather names. Oh, before I forget, let me tell you about this. You definitely want to get the business card from every merchant there at the show that you're at. A good approach would be to go to him or her and say something like this. Hey, listen, I wasn't able to register in time for this show. Maybe next time. Do you think my product would do well in a show like this? Of course, their question back to you is going to be, well, I don't know. What is it? And, of course, you don't puke all over him right then and there. You tell him you got a high-tech environmental product with high demand. Tell you what, give me your business card and I'll send you a brochure. Then you're off to the next booth. That's it. No conversation. You give them a little curiosity and you're off to the next one. You can have teams go down rows, you know, and make a game out of it. Have fun with it. But you'll collect a lot of business cards. All right. A few other tips. You want to make your booth look good with an EcoQuest banner and lots of literature. And I recommend having a small TV with a DVD on your table. And, you know, depending on what kind of trade show it is, would depend upon which DVD you'd be playing. This is a tremendous way to draw extra attention to your display. And the team working the show should dress professionally or wear our EcoQuest logo attire, you know, the shirts with the EcoQuest logos. Always have a drawing for a nice gift or one of the products, something. This is how you obtain the majority of your leads. Try to get literature and their samples in everyone's hand, remembering that your ultimate goal is to have them register for your free drawing. And, you know, that probably will mean you have to get out from behind the table and smile and greet people. Remember, your primary goal is to create leads. Yes, you'll make some product sales, but folks, that's not really your number one priority. At the shows, it's been our experience, the first thing people ask is, does this work? And then the second thing they ask is, can you make money? Well, the best answer for does this work is, well, it worked for me and thousands of others. If it doesn't work for you, we got 100% money back guarantee. And the best answer for can you make any money is, if you got a DVD playing, this is what I suggest. Have them look at the DVD, say, look at what these people are saying about it. You know, why you do that? You see, folks, if you say it, they doubt it. But if somebody else says it, they believe it. Did you ever notice that? Did you ever notice that, especially with relatives? While I'm at it, let me interject this. Any bulletin board you go by, you should stop and look and ask yourself, who on this bulletin board is a prospect for our EcoQuest business? Then jot down that pertinent information in your spiral notebook, which I'm sure all of you have adopted by now, or at least you certainly should have. Just remember, the number one thing at trade shows is to get the data. In other words, the name, the address, the phone number, email address, if they got one. You call these people back and you say, I'm sorry you didn't win whatever the drawing was for, but you did win our second prize. Well, what's your second prize? Well, the second prize is you get $10 off of and then something. Or it could be $5, it could be $15, $20, whatever you're doing. Now, how many second prizes do you have? You have one for every person that registered for the drawing. That's how many you have. Everybody's a runner-up. Okay. Fax blast. This is a very effective, often overlooked way to generate local leads. There are numerous companies within the marketplace that can provide you with a fax list of opportunity seekers within your local area code. There's, as a matter of fact, there's even software that can automate this process for you. I know some marketers who simply purchase a list and pay their child a few tax-deductible dollars an hour to simply fax their promotional flyers. This is especially effective if you precede a company event. For instance, Mike Jackson is going to Des Moines, Iowa. You direct your promotion to Des Moines. Folks, I built a major portion of our business doing just this one technique. It's a concept that's been around a long time. It used to be called, and you don't hear it so much anymore, it's called Follow the Leader. As you all know, Bob Giddens posts his schedule on his website at www.chippynews.com. And EcoQuest, of course, posts their meeting schedules of the corporate meetings around the U.S., Well, back then, when I was in a major building mode, Bob didn't have a website. He used the fax on demand system. Well, what I would do is stay out in front of Bob. In other words, if he was going to do a meeting in Denver, Colorado, I would target areas around Denver with my fax blast or direct mail. I would promote Bob's event to get people to come and hear the story. Folks, events is where people get touched. Lives are changed at events. And yes, absolutely, you must build locally. Do everything you can to build across the street before you prospect across the country. But the point is, folks, you should set aside a certain amount of your time and budget to promote events. They're powerful. You can capitalize on more people at an event than anywhere else. There's just an aura in the room, especially when there's testimonies. A lot of people attend events, and many of them are there sitting there trying to justify why they can't do it. Well, that is why I like for everyone to know our story, mine and Jennifer's. You know, if we can do it, you can do it. Testimonies, they take people's excuses away. Someone walks across the stage that are similar for background than those folks in the audience, and believe me, it takes the excuses away. And all your promotional pieces, your literature, your flyers and so forth, you really need to have testimonies on them. Here's a tip you'll want to do with your fax blast and your direct mail. Take a black felt tip pen and across the corner in relatively large letters write, "This is the seminar I was talking about," and then your initials. If your fax has this on it, the people will read it and they'll think, you know, most of the time if they get a blast of some sort, it just goes right in the trash, don't even read it. But if you've got a black felt pen on there, it says, "This is a seminar I was talking about," and your initials, what are they going to think? Who in the world is MC? What seminar? Now they're going to read it. These kinds of creative ideas, I guarantee you, it will increase your odds. Now, there are companies out there that will do fax blasting and email blasting for you. And a lot of companies have local fax numbers of business opportunity seekers. And I'll give you a couple of them. You can do some research on this yourself, but a couple of them is www.faxbroadcastingservice.com, www.protus.com, and www.broadfax.com. And whatever you do, if you're doing it yourself, you make certain that you also include removal instructions on your fax. That's a law now. In some states, matter of fact, some states you can't even do this in, so you really need to do some research. There was a time when fax blasting was extremely popular until email came along. But now email has got to the point to where people don't pay much attention to that either. As a matter of fact, half the stuff ends up in their spam box and they never see it anyway. So, you know, you know, when people swerving, you need to go the other way. And now the other way is going back to fax blasting or direct mail. Okay, that's the next one. Toll booth promotion. This is a cute one. Unfortunately, you might be one of the millions of people that have to drive through one or more toll booths on a daily basis to and from your job or your place of business. If you don't, and you have a downline organization of any size, rest assured, many of your downline members will fit into this category. So make sure you share this with them. Imagine driving up to a toll booth and toll booth operator says, "Your toll was paid by the car in front of you and they asked me to give you this DVD." And of course, on the backside of that DVD, you want to make sure that you've got your name and address and everything. Now, you could use that drop card, that $100 drop card I talked about last week. Something, an audio cassette, something that's going to tell the story. And what would happen if, you know, you're the person behind and somebody paid your toll and they give you a card or a DVD? Don't you think you're going to listen to it as fast as you possibly could? You know, of course, our DVDs are CDs also now, and that's what they're going to listen to if you're using the DVD. What do you think would happen if you handed out 40 DVDs a month this way? Would you sell some products? Would you sponsor some people? Would you create more hits to your website? Folks, recruiting is all numbers. It's pure and simple. It's all numbers. We're looking for the right people at the right time in their life. Now, if you want to test this method, make sure you take advantage of Monday. Without question, people are more open to an opportunity on Monday than any day of the week. It's a fact, as a matter of fact, that over one half the heart attacks occur on Monday. And I heard it said one time that people would rather die than go to work. Now, that might be a little drastic, but without question, when people are facing a long week, especially on a warm spring day, the idea of freedom and lifestyle can sound pretty doggone good. Okay, one final thought. If the car behind you is an old rusted-out Volkswagen van with flower power stickers all over it, you might want to pass. It's always a good idea to glance in your rearview mirror there before you start handing out those DVDs or those cards. You know what? I'll tell you, if you don't regularly go through a toll booth, remember this idea when you travel. Between Melbourne and Orlando that we go to from time to time, I know that I'm going to go through at least 4 toll booths. This gives us an opportunity to get 8 DVDs or cards in the hands of prospects. When you travel, your car should always be loaded with brochures and drop cards and billboard flyers and mini board flyers and DVDs and things of that nature. Anyway, isn't that right? Okay, let's do door hangers. This is this works, folks. Do you have children, grandchildren, or kids in your church that need to raise money for a mission trip or something of that nature? Well, put them to work. Door hangers are a great way to create leads in your local market for your products and our business opportunity. I personally think it's better suited for products, though. Companies like USA Today and Domino's Pizza have created millions of dollars in new customer revenue with just this one promotional method. My suggestion would be a product flyer with a coupon on the back of it with $5 or $10 off, and I would suggest our weight loss product or our skincare product. Most local printers can supply them for you. As a matter of fact, really serious EcoQuesters that do these kind of things always develop a good business relationship with their printer. We've got one with Staples, and I'm not kidding you, they save us a pile of money. A tip: if you offer a coupon, and I certainly recommend that you do, on the back side of your flyer, you will want to get a red stamp which says offer ends on, and then place a date 3 to 5 days out from the date you know that door hanger is going to be placed on that door. See, this creates a sense of urgency, and it will up the number of responses you receive by at least 35%. So, bottom line is, don't give your kids any money. Have them do something, and then, of course, it becomes a tax write-off. On your door hanger, you want to have a before and after picture. If you're using weight loss, you want to have a before and after picture and something to the effect that you can lose weight this week, brand new hot product, a starter pack, safe and effective, and then your before and afters only, and then a price, a 100% money back guarantee. You know, you be creative with these things. Draw attention. The benefits to the person that's reading it, that's what you want to try to, you know, make sure that they understand. Here's something else. I see folks sometimes, they put out things like this, and they get a return on their investment, and then they quit. And I don't understand that, because return on the investment is what all of this is about. You know, you could sponsor one person this way, or get a product user for the rest of your life that totally pays for your advertising for the rest of your life. I mean, if it works, keep on doing it. Keep track of the numbers. It costs this much to get this out, and I brought in this much. If it's even or maybe a little bit above, then I'd do it again. I mean, go to another neighborhood. That's where, unfortunately, people get tied up and they quit doing things that work. Okay, here's a place that you might want to look at. www.doorhangers.com. Doorhangers.com. You find some pretty good deals on there, and they can help you make those things. They work, folks. They really, really work. Okay, here's another one. Auto license plates. If you drive a nice car and you combine this method with that first one I talked about last week, that $100 drop cards, you got a real winner. Imagine a $100 bill that when you open it up says, drive the car of your dreams. I haven't always done so, but I have always liked driving nice cars. I've owned probably 45 cars since I was old enough to drive, and there are several reasons for that, which I'm not going to go into right now. And I'm sure you don't want to hear a story about the time I totaled my car at age 16 with only liability insurance, had to hitchhike from work and pay off my beautiful, almost new Volkswagen Beetle while making bank payments on it, and couldn't even drive it. Now, that's not a good memory, but from a business perspective, people see what you drive. They don't know where you live. I've always believed that a nice car is a good investment when you're in the building mode. And, you know, folks know that whenever I was first started, I didn't have a nice car. We had a lousy car, but I didn't let nobody see it. I'd meet them at a restaurant, I'd park in the back and walk around. if you lease a car through your own company, like if you're incorporated, you can, man, this becomes a very nice tax deduction. Well, multiple license plates on nice cars in one community will create a tremendous amount of curiosity. Those of you that drive nice cars or, you know, the latest model of an unusual car know that they always draw a crowd. Our third bonus car was a bright red Lincoln Navigator. And I couldn't come out of a gas station without a crowd being around my car. It was kind of neat in a way. You all remember when the first PT Cruiser came out? It would actually draw a bigger crowd than a Dodge Viper. Now, you wonder why? Think about it. This is kind of a training all by itself. Okay, here is a bonus concept, which is pretty much off the subject of lead generation. But listen to this. The reason a PT Cruiser would draw a bigger crowd than a Viper is because it was so new and unusual looking. The main reason, the really main reason, is that between 16 and 21,000, most people knew that they could probably drive that car if they wanted to. They believed it was possible for them. Most people cannot believe they could ever drive a $75,000 Dodge Viper. Folks, what the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve. One of the reasons that most people don't get involved in EcoQuest is they don't believe the lifestyle and residual income could happen for them. Well, a nice looking license plate on an eye-catching car will have people asking, what is that? As they point to your license plate. I have had it happen, and yes, we have used our car to create leads, which ultimately became dealers within our organization. Now, here's a little side note. Now, I've never done this, but I thought about it on several occasions. I believe the best thing you could do if you drive a conversational type of automobile is to have a photo business card done of you standing in front of your car. And then you have a statement that says, you can drive the car of your dreams. I do, and I can teach you how. Then direct them to your website, your sizzle line, your 800 number, whatever. Always carry these cards in your purse or your wallet. And here's something else. Never fill up your car again. Go get $5 worth of gas every day. You'll be able to get rid of 1,000 business cards and create dozens of new prospects very quickly. Here's one that I think was similar to what we used before. Committed to providing a new life. And then in the middle, EcoQuest International, and then the bottom line was, and long-lasting relationships. That was on our front license tag. Okay, one more and then a few questions and answers. Auto Sunshades. I will never forget pulling into the parking lot of the Civic Center in Orlando, Florida, and feeling like I was at the Super Bowl. It was a hot summer day, and the parking lot was full of cars with license plates on the front and magnetic signs on the doors, and sunshades in the front windshield advertising the company's various products that these people had. It was quite a sight, and it was one that was burned into my memory. Sunshades is a great idea, and I don't think EcoQuest Mac offers sunshades. If they don't, perhaps you could consider a second profit center, you know, car sunshades for dealers of EcoQuest. They probably cost about $20. It doesn't take many calls from potential customers to recoup your money, especially if you're advertising a hot retail product that appeals to the masses like weight loss or skincare. Here's a company that offers advertising auto sunshades, and I'm sure with a little research you can find a lot more. But one of them is www.absorbentprinting.com. Absorbent, absorbent, printing.com. They do sunshades, license plates, lots of different things, as a matter of fact. That's www.absorbentprinting.com. Okay, that's all we have time for this evening. I'm going to open up the lines, and if you all got some questions, please don't hesitate to ask them. If I don't have the answers tonight, I'll get the answers, and we'll have them for next week. But I appreciate, again, you all being here with us this evening. I'm going to open up the line, if I remember how. Okay, here we go. Everybody hear me? Did everybody hear me during the call, or did I mute everybody out?
Great.
Loud and clear.
All right, great. You got any questions that I can help you with?
James, yes. Would you repeat the fact-blasting websites that you gave?
Yes, I will. They are www.factsbroadcastingservice.com, www.protus.com, and www.broadfax.com. There's a lot more. That's just three of them.
Thank you. I have a quick question.
Sure.
On the door hangers, you voluntarily pay the kids to come out for you.
I'm sorry, you was breaking up.
Do you pay the kids flat fee, or do you pay them just like for the afternoon?
Well, that all depends on what you want to do. You could do it 10 cents a flyer, you could do it on an hourly rate. That's all up to you and what you work out with.
Okay.
If it's your own kids, naturally you always overpay them.
James, hi, Bill Hale. I have a question I missed last Tuesday night on the $100 drop cards. Could you just quickly explain what that is?
Well, basically, it looks like a $100 bill that's folded up, and inside you've got a benefit statement there, $100,000 your first year, something of that nature. Visit www, your website, or listen to what these people are doing, and then an 800 number with a sizzle call on it. Never, ever have it come into your own home. You want it going to a voicemail. That's what the $100 drop card is, and it's very effective. It really is. It looks like $100 folded up. It's legal because it's not quite the same size. The first time I ever seen this was Master Manager Jack Small, and he was having a blast with it and creating leads.
All right, thanks.
I've got a place that where you can get those things. I'll look that up.
Okay, thank you.
James, excuse me, Mary Gold, where would you, where do you put these drop $100 bills? Just at the countertops?
Well, let's say when you go get gas, you know, you can drop some there. When you go get money out of an ATM, that's a great place to put them. Around where people are, you know, around, let's say down here we got this place called Harris Corporation. There's lots of spots around there, restaurants and things of this nature, where these people go and eat at lunchtime and restaurants. You know, you can drop them all over the place.
Great, thank you.
Is there any way to get a copy of one of those so a person knows what to order?
In the very near future, I will make available to you all of my notes. And I have basically pictures of these things.
Okay.
How do we get hold of those notes?
Well, after I finish them, I'll be putting out the word on how you can get a hold of them.
Will these calls always be on Tuesday night?
That's correct. Next Tuesday night, same time, 7 o'clock, same number.
Thanks, James. You have a good one.
I appreciate it.
James, Bill Hale, thanks a lot for all your help.
Thank you. I'm hoping that by the time we're finished with this, you all will have a lot of great ideas. And believe me, there's some great ideas here if you'll take and use them.
Yeah, there's a couple of real good ones out here, and I appreciate it.
Virginia, thanks. It's been very helpful.
Thank you, Virginia. We'll see you all next Tuesday night.
James, this is Barbara in Minnesota.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you, James. This is Bea McNabb in Texas.
Hi, Bea. Glad to hear you.
Thank you.
Thank you, James. Lawrence Smith, Williamsburg, Indiana.
Hello, Lawrence.
Thank you, James. Jim and Dolly Workman, thanks for being a friend and a great leader.
Well, thank you, Jim and Dolly. Appreciate y'all.